From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well this morning. Thank you. Very good.
I was glad to hear about a chihuahua.
The chihuahua? Do you like chihuahuas?
Yep.
You like all the dogs, though, don't you?
I do. All the animals, actually.
All the animals are Troy's friend, like a true Disney princess.
That's exactly it.
Hey, what have you brought us this morning? I like the look of this tangerine-coloured vinyl we've got over here.
Oh, I bet you do. In fact, that's what we're going to start with. Sundazed Records, I think this is a reissue from them. It's an excellent, excellent compilation of soul treasures from the SSS International label,
awesome.
Which was a Nashville soul label that did Southern soul sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Not everything was from Nashville, as you can imagine. Nashville wasn't exactly a hotbed of soul in the '60s.
Not exactly what I would associate Nashville with. More sort of country twang, I would say.
Yeah. But what happened in this case is there is quite a lot of homegrown Nashville stuff. But
cool.
The tune we're going to hear is in fact from New Orleans, and it wasn't something licensed. It was recorded by Alan Toussaint specifically for SSS International.
Cool.
And it is a marvelous, marvelous record, which I think you probably recognise when we hit it.
One, two, ready, kick it.
It's Sam D's.
Very cool. There's such a good bass line to just kick a track off there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So what can you tell us about this group? Who have we got? This is triumphant.
You know why this was a Northern Soul song, don't you?
Yeah.
Northern Soul, even a Southern.
So this looks like it'll be the record that a lot of crate diggers will be very excited for the release of.
Yeah, I think so. It's or people who don't want to be spending $500 on a 7-inch or whatever. So Shake What You Brought is the title of the comp.
It has got a fantastic photo on the front of someone doing just that, having a good boogie.
It looks like he's doing that four tops thing.
Yeah. This record is another sunny tangerine colour. Sunny tangerine and navy blue. Shake What You Brought, soul treasures from the SSS International label. So who was behind SSS International?
Well, SSS was a guy called Shelby S. Singleton.
Okay.
Like,
now I get why the triple S is there, yeah.
It was gone by the end of the 70s. He moved
short-lived.
On to do other things. Let me tell you about the Nashville connection right now, though. So see this beautiful coloured vinyl that is spinning there? It's pressed by Third Man in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And who cut it? Well, if you're going to cut something like this, why not get one of the best? Kevin Gray at Coherent Audio has mastered it. You know,
very
the guy
cool.
that's doing the Tone Poet stuff.
Okay.
So this is primo.
Third Man, is that, that's Jack White's label, isn't it?
And Pressing Plant,
yeah. And Pressing Plant, yeah.
Uh-huh. Just got to have you, baby. How good is this?
This is great. I want to go dancing now. It says SSS International Records released a slew of terrific soul platters from the late 60s through to the early 70s. A soul platter.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. So remind us of the name of this track the artist.
That, of course, was Sam D's from New Orleans doing Lonely For You Baby. Who else is on this record?
We have got Danny White with Natural Soul Brother, Mickey Murray with Sticky Sue, JoJo Benson with Having My Glory, Betty Harris, There's a Break in the Road.
Which is exactly what I would have played had we not played that one the last time Soul Jazz issued a Betty Harris record.
Ah, I see. There's another Mickey Murray track on here. There is some Betty LaVette with Piece of My Heart, Johnny Barfield and the Men of Soul with Soul Butter, Clifford Curry, Soul Ranger, Robert Parker with The Hiccup, Mr. Jammo with Shake What You Brought With You Part 1, Johnny Adams, Proud Woman, and a Jake Porter, I want to make her love me till the cows come home.
To give it its full title.
That's, yeah. That seems quite Nashville to me somehow. Maybe
In fact, that is a Nashville recorded tune.
There we go.
So Sundazed, they originally put this out, I guess it was about 10 or 11 years ago, but it didn't sound as good as it does now.
No, this sounds
Nor
great.
Nor did it look as good as it does now.
Very, very fantastic orange colour there. What is the next thing you've brought us?
Okay, just hit that introduction thing and let's find out.
Hello, this is Carney Barton speaking on behalf of Ant Productions and the Audio Recording Studio of Seattle, Washington. First of all, we'd like to thank you for taking time out to listen. As the footage on this reel unwinds, you shall be presented with information and some representative excerpts of a new series.
Okay. Kenny Barton. Kenny Barton?
Kenny Barton.
Kenny Barton.
The architect of the Northwest Sound. So,
fantastic.
Kenny Barton ran a recording studio, which he said there. Was it called Audio?
Something Audio.
He ran this studio basically from the 1960s right up to the 2000s.
Oh, wow.
And he kept it all analog, and it wasn't like one of those prestige studios or anything. Basically, he would do stuff for independents. He would do stuff for local Seattle groups. Mm-hmm. He would do stuff if you and your sister Rachel wanted to go in and sing the tune for your mum.
My hypothetical sister, yeah, that I don't have.
That one. If you wanted to go in and sing a song for your mum for her birthday, Kenny would record it for you.
Oh, that's cool. So he kind of did a bit of everything.
He literally did everything. He recorded one of Jimi Hendrix's first appearances on record.
Amazing.
Larry Coryell's first appearances on record. Did a lot of really good soul stuff. And of course, the Pacific Northwest, not exactly known for mm-hmm. its abundance of great soul music. But he did it. Now, he died about 7 or 8 years ago, and they found in his stuff, they found, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours worth of audio and reels.
That would be such a daunting gold mine to stumble across, really, wouldn't it? You'd be like, this is amazing, but also this is so much.
Yeah, it was. I think it was Washington State University. He had to go through and catalogue everything. Now,
far out.
First I ever heard of this guy, it was a few years ago, Soul Jazz put out a record under the group name of Weedle Grove, and it was called Kearney Barton. And what it was just after he died, a whole bunch of people he had recorded over the years, well, the soul people he'd recorded over the years, got together and they, like, recorded a new album sort of about him. Actually, he hadn't died because he recorded it. It was near the end of his life.
He was still around.
But yeah, that was the first time I heard of him. You know?
Awesome.
But he's one of those sort of... I'm sure if we lived in Seattle, we would all know his name and we would all have stories about him.
Totally.
I would think. Do you want to hear one of the tunes that he did?
I was going to say, is this Black on White Affair the one that we have got from this record?
It is. And he wasn't shy about overdriving those levels.
No.
Sounds great.
This is cool. So who were the Black on White Affair? Were they prolific?
They were a local Seattle group. Okay. No, they did two singles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's it. I want to hear you say the name of this song, Rachel.
It's called Bold Soul Sister, Bold Soul Brother. It's a shame that they only did two singles, because this is very cool.
They did move to Los Angeles and were managed by Quincy Jones's company, but nothing happened.
Oh, no.
They
Quincy.
Didn't do anymore. Yeah. So this was their single they recorded in 1968. Came out on the Topaz label, which was a small Seattle label.
I like the cover of this album has a photo of Kenny with his massive headphones on, looking very thoughtful. And I think they've photoshopped out the, like, faders or the controllers that he's using down there, so it kind of just looks like he's twiddling the ear, but it's still quite good.
Now, if this whole compilation was just Kenny Barton's recordings of soul groups, it would be killer.
Yeah.
However, It's kind of even better.
It's leveled up.
It is so wide. There's like a Russian balalaika group on here. There's like a sort of a twee pop duo. It's just so wide.
You said twee pop and Amelia has materialized in the doorway. The ghost of twee pop. It's called Kenny Barton, Architect of the Northwest Sound, Amelia. She's got it, giving us a thumbs up. This is awesome. So it is really like quite sonically diverse.
Oh yeah, really.
Yeah.
And I mean somebody in the liners talks about part of Kearney's sound was the reality of capturing exactly what was there. So, you know, he didn't have, oh no, this is my sound where I smooth off this. It was just,
this is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And there's some really, really great stuff on here. Shit, I'd never heard of.
Yeah. Well, it's all news to me.
So who put this together is Light in the Attic.
Cool.
I said Soul Jazz before. Light in the Attic were the ones who put out Weedle Grove as well.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But yeah, so this is a new one from Light in the Attic. This, like the Sundays one, will be out on the shelves tomorrow worldwide.
Awesome. That is very exciting.
2LP.
I find this really cool because on the front it talks about some of the people he worked with, which was like the likes of Quincy Jones and the Ventures and the Sonics and other amazing people, the Wailers on there. But then when you look at the back, I don't actually recognise any of the names, and that seems pretty exciting. If those names on the front are any indicator, those names on the back must be pretty good.
Tell me what the last one on side one is. Read that out.
You just want me to say this because it's got lots of words that are hard to say in here.
Yeah.
Serge Luskins and his Russian Balalaika Orchestra. Yeah. With two guitars.
That is fantastic.
That's a good one. Yeah. Well, this is awesome. Kenny Barton. All right, what is the third thing you've brought us this morning?
The third thing is we'll go back to 1975. This originally came out. Oh my God, we're there already.
Summer.
This is Yabba You and the Prophets, King Tubby's Prophecies of Dub. Now, this one is kind of convoluted, the story on it.
All right. Hit us.
Yabba You had just done a record called Prophecies of Dub.
Yep.
And for some reason, okay. And so you go, okay, well, this must be the King Tubby's version. All right, well, it was, the dubs were done at King Tubby's studio, but not by Tubby's, by Pat Kelly.
Okay.
And Yabba You was the producer, except pretty much 95% of the tracks they dubbed were Bunny Lee productions that were stored in a wardrobe at the studio.
There's a quote on the back of this that is from Pat Kelly that says, "That big wardrobe was behind you when you sit at the console and there was like a wall. I know generally when anything goes in there, it doesn't come out again. Once they go into that place, it's not likely that they're coming out." Sounds like Narnia.
Yeah, which is what they were betting on, I think, when they did this. But even so, you have like the back. I mean, these rhythms, of course, are aggravators rhythms.
Cool.
That were used for different vocal singles that came out at the time. But this here, it's not. I think it's sort of known and sought after, mainly because of its relative obscurity.
Right.
It's there's nothing about it which makes you think, oh, this is a huge step forward for dub, or this is that, or this is that. It's basically just a really, really solid 1975 album done at Tubby's. Really good stuff.
Very cool.
Pat Kelly, he died, I think it was only 6 months ago or something.
Oh, wow.
There's in the liners, Pat's talking about where he got a lot of his ideas, and here's something I never knew. He would borrow Tubby's records and tape them and then listen to them at home. And he said that Tubby's record collection was like Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Alice Coltrane, all of this jazz. And he's explaining, he goes, when you listen to jazz, it's about the drums. When you listen to reggae, it's about the drums and the bass.
Mm.
And I thought, okay, well, that's fair enough.
That doesn't make sense. So Pat Kelly was the engineer on this.
He was the engineer. Yabba You is the producer.
Okay.
It's under the name The Prophets. There wasn't really a group called The Prophets. It was probably The Aggravators.
Right.
And it was Bunny Lee Productions. This here is one that Pressure Sounds have pulled out of the vault and have just, I think it came out last Friday.
Oh, it sounds very special. It's got a nice teal album cover. Precious Sounds 105. What else did you bring us this morning?
Well, that would be the double compilation, Kearney Barton, Architect of the Northwest Sound, of which we heard Black on White Affair, a name we all should know, but we don't. And Shake What You Brought, the sole treasures from the SSS, Shelby S. Singleton,
excellent,
international label. That's the Sunday's comp. That one's all soul. The Kearney Barton one is across the board.
Across the board. Well, they all sound like tunes to get you dancing, so I hope that's got people in the mood for some, you know, dancing this weekend. Sounds like something you could do.
Why wait till the weekend?
Yeah, just get out there. There's actually really good gigs on tonight as well.
Or don't even go anywhere.
Dance in your living room.
You can dance where you want.
You can dance wherever you want to. Thank you very much for that, Troy.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next week.
Ta-da.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.